Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about discovering your sexual desires and building your sexual confidence for a deeper connection.
And here's what Eleanor Roosevelt had to say about confidence. She said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing you think you cannot do." How powerful is that?
Very.
So incredible. And we're going to be talking about that specifically in regard to sexual confidence in today's show. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this is an opportunity for you, whether you're a brand new listener or you've been listening for years, to hear about someone else in the One family, someone who has seen transformation in their marriage or has had breakthrough. And this hug came from an iTunes review that we received that said, "I recently stumbled upon this podcast and I love it. I binge listen to it because there is something in every episode that I can take away. I'm 2 years into marriage and learning how to communicate and ask for what I need has been a major learning curve.
Yeah.
Those episodes have majorly helped me reframe my thoughts around the importance of communication. I've slowly been going through each episode and every single one has given me food for thought. Each show has caused self-reflection on my marriage and what I can do to be a better wife to my husband. I'm grateful that Tony and Elisa are real, honest, and talk about everything that people typically hold back about in marriage."
I love it.
So amazing. So amazing. And, you know, part of what we talk about and what we're going to be talking about today is this idea of sexual confidence. And, you know, there are a lot of things in marriage that we're just supposed to figure out, right? Like how to handle finances together and how to parent kids together and how to navigate in-laws and all of these other different things. And also how to be sexually confident, and not just sexually confident at the beginning of your marriage, but sexually confident over the life of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know, it's kind of crazy when you start thinking about like putting these two words together, because when we talk about sexual confidence, we're talking about having confidence in an area that has tremendous vulnerability, literally where it's on the job training. If I can use that expression, you know.
Yes, it is.
Real life experience, right? It's an area of our marriages that brings us literally face to face. Like you're as close as you can possibly be physically to someone when you are having sex with them. And you're completely exposed. And confidence, right? Like total exposure and total confidence. And sometimes it can feel like those two things are at odds.
Yeah.
It can feel like that's an impossible bridge to cross or an impossible chasm to go across. And it's no surprise that being sexually confident is actually a challenge for so many people. And I want to start today's show because I like definitions. I like words actually very much. But I want to start today's show with the definition of confidence. And it's a feeling of self-assurance. So self-assurance, right? This isn't somebody else saying you're confident. This is you. Arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities, right? So self-assurance, your appreciation of yourself. So some of us actually just need to start with like taking a look in the mirror and saying, you know what? You have some talent. You have abilities. You have qualities that are worthwhile. Sometimes we don't even go there because we're so outward focused.
Well, and I think a lot of times we're taught not to. When we do that, we're pretentious, we're self-loathing. Mm-hmm. And really when we look at confidence, it's really about the self.
Yeah.
Well, what do I see in me, you know, in lifting me up?
Well, and I think the thing that really struck me when I looked at this definition is that, you know, when you talk about your abilities and your qualities, these are actually, if you just pause for a second, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that you have, but abilities and qualities can be developed. And I think that's somewhere, sometimes where we get tripped up. We think we're just supposed to have this sexual confidence. But if we look at the definition of confidence and we say it's a, you know, we recognize that it's one's own abilities and qualities. Guess what? Guess what, everybody? That can actually be developed. It's not like a, you have it or you don't. You can actually get into this. And we know because Tony and I have struggled in this area of sexual confidence. I mean, we, guys, we've been married 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where we are now sexually, individually, and as a couple is light years. Like not even the same, you know, solar system from where we started in terms of sexual confidence.
Yeah. And I think we both have faced them at different times, mm-hmm. sometimes at the same time. So that causes its own challenge. But I think one of the big ones that I think you and I have both faced over the years and probably even to this day, and I think we go through these seasons where we have body image.
Oh, sure.
You know, the self-confidence we have about the bodies that we do have. And sometimes it could be like, you know what? We just don't feel good. You mm-hmm. know, it just, we feel overweight. We feel underweight. We feel like we don't have enough muscle. We feel like we're too muscular. I mean, those are all areas that I think that we have faced in our own sexual confidence looking at one another. I would say another one would be pornography. Mm. That really impacted both of us.
Sure.
Right? Like what I thought I was supposed to be doing and how sex was supposed to be performed. And this is earlier on in our marriage when I was really viewing it a lot. That really impacted us. For Elisa, it was the comparison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I living up to what Tony is seeing when it comes to a pornography? Comparison on the other side of that to this day, I think, is what we see a lot on movies or shows or social media, in that comparison of like, even I can feel this at times going like, my marriage doesn't live up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then to think like, hey, you know, you see something and going like, wow, I don't think I'm even close to how they are physically affectionate with one another, or how close they are, or the touching and the kissing, and that sort of starts to knock me down in my own sexual confidence of going, am I able to do that? And most recently, I want to share this as I've gotten older, the sexual confidence really comes from a performance standpoint of like, and let me just share this bluntly as I can, that when I was younger, to get an erection was no big deal. Honestly, I'd look at Elisa and I'd get an erection. No big deal. As I've aged, though, that has changed. And there is a sexual confidence issue that I have faced in the recent past of even, like, we do the intimacy lifestyle. We schedule sex. And I'm in bed and I'm like, we're going to have sex. And I'm struggling to get an erection.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is an area in the most recent where I'm like, that more my sexual confidence has been a bit, you know, a little chink in the armor. And I have to, okay, Tony, just get into that mindset, where you're at, what you're going to do, arousal, foreplay. There's a lot to still come. Don't sweat.
Well, and you even sharing that brings up a point that I think is important for everybody to just, you know, pause on for a second, is that sexual confidence isn't just a male thing, you know, that guys struggle with. And it's not just something that women struggle with. Both men and women struggle with feeling sexually confident. And I think that's something important, because a lot of times we can think we're being rejected in our marriage, or we can feel like there's a disconnect in the bedroom, but maybe that's not actually like, you know, like the Heisman, like your spouse is pushing you away. Maybe the underlying cause is that there is actually sexual confidence issues that are happening. And the two of you haven't figured out how to actually have a conversation around this. You haven't
engaged one another, and you're just like in your own place. Mm-hmm. We did an episode a while ago called ESP, episode 319, and I'll put a link here in the show notes for you guys. But we have this extrasensory perception of what's happening, and we don't actually ask the question. We don't engage our spouse in the sexual conversation, in this sexual intimacy, in this pillar. Mm-hmm. And so we get a little lost.
Yeah.
And we start to tailspin, each of us do. And because of that, we're unable to connect sexually.
Well, because think about it. When you don't feel confident in an area, you tend to like back away from it, right? We do this. We don't just do this in the bedroom, you guys. We do this in so many facets of our lives. Like think about it outside the bedroom, right? Like if you aren't comfortable talking about your finances, you're going to turn it over to your spouse and just be like, you handle it. Right. I don't know how to do that. And you're just going to like throw up your hands and be like, yeah, I'm not going to do it. If you aren't confident in the kitchen, you're going to order out. You're going to have Uber Eats on, you know, the first app on your phone. You're going to do all that kind of stuff. Why? Because you don't feel confident. So you're just not even going to go there. Right. If you aren't confident, I mean, like even something as simple, like you could not be confident in playing the piano. And so you're at a party and somebody's like, hey, play the piano. And you're like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm just right. So we step back. We have a tendency to step back from those things where we don't feel confident. And so the same thing happens in our bedroom. And I wonder, you know, even as we're, you know, sharing the show with you guys, I just wonder how many situations in marriage, how many times somebody has felt hurt or pushed away from their spouse. I wonder how much of it is we actually need to look at this from a confidence issue. Because when you... We asked you all on Instagram stories. We did, you know, some questions this past week, and we asked you to define how you would define sexual confidence. And you used words like boldness, feeling sexy, taking charge, initiating, right? These are all really strong, powerful words. You went on to say things like knowing what my spouse likes, knowing what I like, asking for what I want, sex with the lights on, not having insecurities, right? So there were, and the list went on. There were so many comments on that. And we, guys, you don't know how much it means to us that you will engage with us on Instagram in that way and be able to just share this, because then we actually get to create these shows around who you are.
The one family.
And right. So we hear these powerful, powerful words, and that's how you all defined it, right? But then we said, okay, next question. How many of you feel sexually confident in your marriage? And here's where the brakes literally came slamming on, because only 37% of you that responded feel sexually confident in your marriage, which if you do the math, that means that 63% of you, which means every other person plus some, is not feeling sexually confident. You've got all of these words to define it. You know what it is. You know what it looks like. You know what you think you should be doing, but there's a huge gap to actually having that in your marriage. And so we actually have to dig into this, because if you can define it but you aren't getting it, then we need to know the why. We need to actually figure out what the challenges are. We need to start putting some strategy around this.
That's right.
Because we want to take those words, the definition, right, as you all define it, and we want to see those numbers increase so there are more of you feeling sexually confident. Because out of that sexual confidence, guess what? That sexual intimacy pillar, that bad boy starts getting a whole lot stronger and starts raising the roof on your marriage. So let's talk about all of that after this word from our sponsors.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Yeah, the thing about sexual confidence in marriage, and I said this at the top of the show, but it's not something that can be taught before you're in marriage. And I know, I mean, part of our story is that we did have sex before marriage, but I will tell you that after getting married and the journey that we've been on in this place of marriage, like the dynamic has changed.
Oh, totally.
The dynamic changes because the connection that you have with your spouse, right? How the two of you interact, how your bodies interact, what you talk, that's living, breathing connection. And which means that there are times, like Tony said, when you feel confident and times when you don't. Mm-hmm. Times when you can be carrying that extra weight, or times when you've had a bad day, or you can't get out of your head, or all of these things. And you're just like, you're in bed with your spouse and you're like, I got nothing. And other times when you literally feel like king of the hill and you're like, I am the most amazing lover ever.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, those two mindsets can occupy the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we have to look at this because, you know, the fact that those two mindsets can coexist means that we have to be evaluating. Where are those areas? What are those things that we have to do? What are those areas of our marriage, specifically the six pillars, that we have to look at, because they all tie into our sexual confidence, right? The sexual intimacy pillar, you guys, does not stand in isolation, right? Having strong sexual confidence is actually tied into the other pillars,
mm-hmm.
because it's not just like, well, I am sexy. Like, you know, I just have it on my t-shirt or on my sweatshirt and like I am. Sexiness, feeling sexually confident, that comes out of being emotionally connected to your spouse. It comes out of feeling secure in your finances. It comes out of being in this place of, you know, do we do things together? Oh my gosh, it's really hard to feel sexually confident with somebody that you consider to be a stranger, right? If you aren't spending time with your spouse. And so we get into this and we start looking at going, there are the pillars, but what are the areas that we need to address as couples, right? So Tony referred to a couple of them just in our own marriage, mm-hmm. right? What are the body image concerns? And we need to, with these, it's not just like, oh yeah, like I've got body image issues. I mean, I hear that from both men and women,
mm-hmm.
a lot. But what are you doing about it? Right? It's not enough just to acknowledge any of the concerns. Here's the deal. This is called the One Extraordinary Marriage Show for a reason, right? It's not one ordinary marriage. We are all about the extra.
Yep.
Right? How are you going to put the extra in? And for the extra is having the tough conversations. The extra is looking at the person in the mirror and saying, what can I do? The extra is saying, you know what? I need to address this, right? Because for some of you, it's body image. For some, you know, the areas that you want, that you recognize you need to work on are communicating your desires.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? What does it look like to address the pornography factor in your marriage?
Being that it may be going on now or it's been gone for a long time and yet it's still underlying because you haven't discussed it. You haven't brought it up. You've sort of shoved it under the rug and it was like, oh, it's no longer there. And yet your mind is still going to it. You're still thinking about it. Both of you maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like? And really, really setting yourselves free from it. Truly being able to be set free and go, you know what? We're not gonna go down that path anymore. We're not gonna bring it up anymore. We're gonna lay it down and let it go so we can be confident sexually with one another. Another one is initiating. You know, one of the big areas that many of you shared with us is initiating. What does that look like? How do we do it? How do we get confident in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Know that it's trial and error. Know that it's, hey, it may not be exactly the way you expect it to work out every single time. Hey, maybe it does get a little boring and maybe it does get very routine at times. Are you willing to stand up with one another and say, you know what? To be sexually confident with one another to say, you know what? We sort of got into a little rut with our initiating. It is getting back to, you know, want to have sex and then just rolling into bed and having sex.
Absolutely. And extraordinary couples start tackling these things, right? They start to go, okay, what are the areas of concern? What are the areas that are actually undermining my sexual confidence? And what do I need to do about it as an individual? And what do we need to do about it as a team? Maybe rejection's been a factor that has been undermining the sexual confidence. And that's when you guys, if you've ever listened to, was it episode 3, McDonald's Theory?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way back in the day. That was when I first talked about rejection in our marriage and my awareness of it. Because in all honesty, I was oblivious.
And sometimes
sometimes it can still creep in.
Still creeps in there at times.
But for a long time at the beginning of our marriage, like completely oblivious to the power of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you want to talk about Tony's confidence being knocked down. If your spouse always asks you and you always say no, that's going to knock down some confidence levels.
And this goes both ways. Please, people, remember, we've been doing this a long time. We've heard from as many men who get rejected as women who mm-hmm. get rejected. So if you are that person in your marriage, understand, we realize that and we understand that.
Correct. I'm only talking about the way it looked in our marriage specifically. But, you know, maybe there are mindsets that are robbing you of your sexual confidence. I recently spoke at a women's event, and you know, one of the things I talked about were these mindsets that sex is dirty or sex is bad. And so we have those running around rampant, you know, like crazy little ants all over our brains. And then we get married, or it's been a while and something triggers those thoughts again. And all of a sudden we're like, oh, I can't do that. Sex is dirty, sex is bad. And our confidence in what we are able to do within the framework of marriage literally gets shot out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to address, what are those mindsets that are robbing us of our confidence? What are those mindsets that say, you know what, I like, sex can only be in the dark, basically with our eyes shut all the time. One of the most liberating things that happened in the early years of this show was when somebody, I remember it was so, so early on, somebody had sent us a message asking us if we ever had sex with our eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this was 10 and a half years ago. We get asked this question. And I remember thinking, I'm like, I don't think I've ever opened my eyes.
No.
And if you do the math, we've been married about 14 years there, right? So it has changed. You want to talk about sexual confidence. You start opening your eyes and seeing your spouse have their eyes open during sex, and you realize everybody's like got their eyes open. And you get into this place where you're like, wait a minute. I can see you.
And you don't have to have like the big spotlight on in the bedroom. You know what I mean? Go buy like the flameless candles, go buy a salt lamp, go buy a
because you said salt lamp, you said flameless candles, dimmer switch.
A dimmer there. I'm making,
Tony's I'm, playing charades right
I'm
now, making, guys.
I'm doing charades. A dimmer switch, you know, go put a dimmer switch on in your bedroom and allow the light in your bedroom to be dimmed or something of that nature. You don't need to be like full on.
Yeah, no fluorescent lights here.
You don't have to be that. If that's an area where you want to step into confidently, set up the environment so that way you can be in that room and have a connection and you know, make love with the lights on. Look at each other. Environment matters, and how you set that up allows you to be confident when you jump into bed with one another.
You know, I was just thinking as you were saying that, just going back even to this quote that we opened up with today from Eleanor Roosevelt. And, you know, what it said there was that you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. And so many of these areas where you all have said this is a struggle, it's because there's a fear there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fear. And making the decision this week, right? Taking the time to think through, what is my fear? And how can I actually step into an experience where I'm going to look fear in the face? And like she said at the end of that quote, doing the thing I think I cannot do. Some of you think you can't have sex with the lights on. Some of you think that you can't initiate. Some of you think that you can't ask for what you want. Some of you think that, you know, it's not possible to wear lingerie because you've had a couple of babies. So there are all these things that we're thinking. But what would it look like? And what would it do for your sexual confidence this week to say, you know what? I'm going to do the thing I think I cannot do. I'm going to initiate. I'm going to, you know, have sex in a different room. I'm going to have sex with the lights on. I'm going to wear lingerie. Forget the fact that I've had three babies. I'm going to, you know, have sex during the day. I'm going to do what I think I cannot do. And I'm going to tell you, it may not go 100%. It's okay. Guess what? You did it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something else to consider when it comes to this pillar of sexual intimacy. If you're only having sex once a month, once every 2 months, once a year, it's really hard to build your confidence. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much riding on one encounter. When you look at this pillar, when you look at this area and say, you know what happens if we have sex regularly? How can I learn to initiate? How can I learn to try different positions? How can I learn to vocalize? The more opportunities you have to practice, the more opportunities you have to develop these skills, guess what? Your confidence will go up. I'm living proof of that, you guys. If you had looked at our sexual intimacy in the first 14 years of our marriage, when we were having sex sporadically, it was like throwing darts at a dartboard blindfolded and spun around. That's about the frequency that we were actually hitting the bullseye, right? Compared to now, where I know I've learned because of practice, I've learned how to please my husband. I've learned how to vocalize. I've learned how to initiate. I've learned how to wear lingerie. I've learned how to do all these things. Why? Because when you have lots of opportunities, your confidence can go up. Part of the struggle when it comes to this area of sexual confidence is you all are not having sex frequently. And I'm just going to call it out. I wasn't actually going to go here with the show, but you know, you got to change that.
Yeah, you got to start scheduling sex and vice versa. Hey, I can say just the same, like the frequency, the ability to get into our bed and explore one another. We've shared over the years what we've been able to do by scheduling sex, doing the intimacy lifestyle, living it out has allowed me to be in a place where I understand the arousal. I understand what it looks like to initiate with Elise. I understand sort of that ebb and that flow that we're living together. And I want to say that confidence grows over time.
Mm-hmm.
And not every single time you're going to jump into the bed is going to be 100% out of the park. Like, it's not always going to be a home run, but it's okay. You know what? It's okay. We connect emotionally again. We start to ask and answer questions again. You know, it might mean right now that you guys need to pick up the 19 questions to amazing sex. Pick it up. Grab it. It's a great resource. It's that place where your emotional and sexual intimacy intertwine, mm-hmm. and you begin to learn and you become confident with one another because you know and you hear your spouse go, you know what? I'm willing to try that now. Something I haven't been willing to try for 10 years. But you know what? I'm there now.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, your confidence grows. And over time, it continues to grow little by little. It grows until before you know it, you guys can both look at each other and go, you know what? We're pretty darn awesome. We're pretty darn awesome when it comes to our sexual intimacy. So go out there this week. Go out there this week and take the bold step of looking fear in the face, staring it down, and telling it to get the heck out of there. Because when it comes to your sexual intimacy, when it comes to your sexual confidence, you're going to have to get a roar inside of you. You're going to have to get some boldness inside of you to say, you know what? I am an amazing, beautifully made person who's married to an amazing person. And we together are going to step out and we are going to go after our sexual confidence. So go out there this week. We can't wait to hear your stories. Send them in. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.